Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Bonnie Meyer with us. Bonnie considered herself to be just an ordinary person living a normal life until UFOs interrupted it. After attempting to debunk the phenomenon, she experienced an abduction case that has spent the rest of her life investigating aliens and UFOs, attending conferences and channeling. She's written several books. Her latest is called Hope. Bonnie, we're going to have a great discussion tonight. Welcome to the program.
Oh, well, I hope so, and I'm excited and nervous about being on your program.
Don't be nervous. It's just like talking to two old friends.
Well, good.
Tell me about the Lightside UFO Study Group. What is that group?
Well, it is a group of people that are interested in aliens and UFOs and anything else that is related with the topic. And we've been meeting for over 45 years, and we plan on going as long as we can.
Well, that's great. How many members?
Well, we only have two original members left, but we have people coming from 35 and 40 miles away once a month to meeting.
Now, tell us what happened to you. What got you into this?
Well, my best friend started talking about UFOs, and she started going to a UFO group. And I thought, oh, good Lordy, I don't believe in that garbage. I don't know, maybe she's joining a cult. I think I better investigate this and prove to her that that just does not exist. And lo and behold, the more I looked into it, the more I thought, well, it is the probability that they do exist.
Maybe there's something to this after all, right?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe what I talked to people, I went to other meetings and went to conferences, and I was really amazed at what information was out there. And this was in the 70s and 80s.
Have I ever run into you at any of these conferences, Contact in the Desert or anything like that?
I don't think so. I haven't been going probably for 10 years now. I'm 81 years old, so it's a little hard for me to get to these places now.
Well, keep going strong. Keep going strong.
I'm right to my end.
What do you think of the congressional hearings on UFOs that they had a couple weeks ago?
It was good, but I don't think much is going to come out of it. I think each individual has to do their own work and research for themselves and find their answers. I don't think the government is ever going to come out and say much.
Well, give us your take on what you think is happening. What do you think these UFOs are?
Well, they're coming to the planet. They've been here many, many eons, coming and going. There is a group that I work up with, and they are here keeping eyes on the planet because they know we're in trouble. We are really in trouble. And they are trying to not take over, but they want to give us ideas on how we could better ourselves. And they talk about having compassion and understanding and meditating and that type of thing. That, you know, it helps us become centered. Now, and more loving and compassionate.
When you talk about a group of extraterrestrials that you're part of, tell me more about that.
Well, the group that I work with, it's mostly, they call it the Love and Light System. They travel to wherever they're needed at any planet that's in trouble. And they just kind of keep an eye on things, and if things get too bad, then they will help us if they can.
Do they walk among us?
Not very often, because they are more spiritual. They vibrate faster, and they really can't exist on the planet. They can come down for a short period of time. They have been down. And some of them can walk among us because they are very much alike humans. And, of course, some can't because they're not human-looking.
What do they look like, Bonnie?
Well, I'll tell you, I was at a meeting, and there were 16 different types of aliens at that meeting. And they were discussing, if things get bad, evacuation of the planet. Collecting plants, animals,
and us
preparing, if it's needed. They don't want it to get that bad.
Yeah, but what do they look like, these ETs?
Okay. Well, the ones that I've been working with, he doesn't look human at all. Okay.
Kind of describe him for us, would you?
He's blue. He has like down on him. He's over 7 feet tall. He has a head like kind of like an eagle. He has a beak. His body is thin. His neck is long. His arms are long for the body. He has 5 appendages, and they have like talons at the end. And his legs are relatively short, and his feet are round. And he is the captain of a large ship that is about the size of Chicago, and it's outside of our atmosphere. Can't come in the atmosphere. It's too large. And it's a place where many aliens come, and they have meetings there discussing what's going on and what they can do to help. And they're always trying to figure out new ways if the evacuation is needed, but they don't want to have to do that.
What star system are they from, Bonnie? Did they say?
The one that I have most contact with, she says she's... she's from a star that is in the Big Dipper at about 10 o'clock. And she said it takes 93 minutes to get from her planet to Earth, but it takes longer to get out of her atmosphere and into our atmosphere than it takes for the actual trip between the two.
Well, they've learned how to bend space and time, haven't they?
Oh, yes, yes. They can go, you know, from this large ship can go from, they tried to put it in our time, 3 miles an hour to 10 times the speed of light, which is, they said it's almost the speed of thought.
My gosh. Do they come down to this planet in smaller UFOs from the mothership?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And that's probably the things that people have been witnessing and seeing.
Could be, you know, but I don't know about the new UFOs. I don't know if they really are UFOs or government.
But they would step in and help us, or would they let the disasters occur?
The disasters can occur because we've caused a lot of them, you know. But they said they would not ever allow the planet to be destroyed because it would affect the whole universe.
Do they believe in a God?
They believe in a supreme being. And they said, relative to what you call God. It is the supreme being. He has made everything. He has created everything that we have.
What do they think of us as people?
Well, we are more technological than spiritual.
Technology
has far outreached our spirituality.
Do they like us?
Yes. I mean, they are more like, some of them are more like us than they want to admit. You know, I mean, the ones that I've had a lot of contact with had to learn our language. And they even enjoyed using our slang. We've taught them some of our slang, and they laugh when they use it and said, we did get it in the right place, didn't we? You know, is it really funny?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You have said that there are good aliens and bad ones. What are the bad ones like?
Well, you know, when I first started talking to them, I said, oh, grays are all bad. The reptilians are all bad. They said, now, wait a minute. Every species has good and bad. Just like good and bad on Earth.
Sure.
And so you can't judge all grays. You have to judge them by what they do and their actions. And the same with reptilians. I mean, there's good in everything. Sometimes you have to really look to find it, but what can I say except, you know, in that case, they're more like us than we are, you know.
With Bonnie Meyer, who's had some cases with aliens, her books are called Hope, Unholy Alliance, Alien Contact, The Messages They Bring. She wrote that in 2006. Are they still abducting people?
They do not abduct people. They not do. The spiritual ones. They not, do not abduct people. They said, well, how do you know who to contact? I've never been abducted. I have had contact. And they said, everybody gives off a vibration and a light, and we know by that. And if we have found you by your light, then we can contact you. But you can refuse us. We will not. If you're afraid of us and you back away, we will back away and leave.
How many different groups of ETs, Bonnie, have been coming here? Do you know?
No, but I know at least 16.
16 different groups?
Yeah, different types of beings, yes.
Because, I mean, some people have claimed they've been abducted, so something's going on.
Oh, definitely. And I guess I was lucky I got contacted and not abducted. You know, so I guess that in that fact, I've been lucky. But, you know, and I've always had this great belief in the Creator.
How do they contact you?
Well, they have come into my home, you know, and said, we're having a meeting tonight. Would you like to come? And I can say, yes, I'll go. And I can say, no.
And if you say no, they leave you alone?
They leave me alone. And let me tell you, when all this started, I refused a whole lot because I didn't trust them.
Well, that's probably smart in the beginning.
Well, I've bucked everything that I've come across. I didn't believe in any of it. And when they suggested I start channeling, I was at a channeling session by somebody else because I wanted to know what this channeling was all about. Because what I had seen on television, I thought, oh, they're all crazy. They're all kooks. They don't know what they're doing. You know, they've got somebody in the audience helping you.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I went to this meeting. It was very small, just a couple people there. And the alien was coming through, and they said, Bonnie. And I'm looking around, is there another Bonnie here? Because why are you talking to me? And they said, you will be channeling aliens. And I said, no, I'm not. I don't believe in that. I think it's all fake. I think it's all crazy. I'm not going to do that. And I said, well, you've made a commitment before you came here. I said, I don't care if I made a commitment or not. I'm not going to do it. I was so stubborn about it. And then they gently eased me into the channeling. you know, all of a sudden I was getting messages in my head. You know, they were kind of talking to me and that kind of stuff. And I became comfortable with that. And one day it just happened.
What do people say to you when they hear this story?
Well, I have a lot of people sit with open mouths, and I said, hey, don't believe me. And go out and check it out. Talk to other people. I don't expect everybody to believe this. But I've been at this since 1974. And now we're 2023.
It's been
a long
time.
Old.
It's a long time.
I have to do something. What I want to do is get out the message that there are good aliens here. Because every time I went to a conference, the only thing I heard was abductions and what people do to them and how terrible it is and all that kind of stuff. And
why?
I've offered to speak at some of these, you know, different sites.
Where do they meet? Do they meet on this planet?
No, they meet on the ship because a lot of them, our atmosphere is not good for them.
They've taken you to the ship?
Yes, I go to the ship.
How long? What's the longest you've stayed on a ship?
Probably most of the night.
That's all? Not like months?
No. I have a family. You know, I mean, I had a husband, who has passed away, but
sorry to hear that.
Children, and
what do the kids say about Mom?
You know what? They didn't know about Mom until they were in high school. I kept it away from them.
How'd they find out? You told them?
I told them.
And what was their initial reaction?
Oh, Mom!
Come on, Mom! What kind of a story is this, right?
Yeah, but slowly I, you know, explained what was going on. My son, who is now 60-something, says, Mom, you know, okay. You know, he doesn't really want to talk about it.
Have they met Bonnie, any of these ETs?
My daughter has.
Your daughter has?
Yes.
Was that at your insistence, or what happened?
No. I and my husband traveled for his job, and he was out of town, and I traveled, and I stayed with him a week, and she was home. Her brother was out of high school, so he moved in and stayed with her. And one night, this being came in her room and talked to her about stuff, and oh, wow. She drew a picture for me of him.
Had you seen him before?
No, I had not. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember. You know, that's possible.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.